Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasizes critical role of youth in building Viksit Bharat. Nagaland achieves highest GST growth in India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India has right to defend itself from terrorism. And Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh says India's reform journey is being driven by technology. Now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that India will become a developed nation well before 2047. Delivering a convocation address at Dr. MGR Educational and Research Institute University in Chennai today, he said India will soon become the third largest economy in the world. Highlighting the vital role of youth in building Viksit Bharat in 2047, he stressed upon continuous learning, ethical values and adaptability in the age of AI and emerging technologies. He urged graduates to pursue excellence with integrity, resilience, and a spirit of service to the nation. The Vice President awarded degrees to top rank holders in various disciplines. Nagaland has reported the highest GST growth among all states in the country, with a 37% increase in collections for the period from April to December 2025 compared to the previous year. According to official data, the state's total GST collection reached 627 crore rupees during the period. This includes 234 crore rupees in central GST, 293 crore rupees in state GST, and 100 crore rupees in integrated GST. Meanwhile, the Central GST Commissionerate, Dimapur, highlighted that as a consumer state with a limited industrial base, the destination-based nature of GST has directed more tax revenue to Nagaland, enhancing its fiscal strength. It said efforts to educate the business community about timely and ethical tax practices, along with enhanced enforcement measures, have helped boost GST compliance in the state. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today said that India will exercise the right to defend itself from terrorism and that no one can dictate how India exercises its defense. Speaking at the inauguration of Shastra 2026 IIT Madras Techno Entertainment Fest at Chennai, he said that India will do whatever is required to defend itself. The External Affairs Minister outlined India's neighbourhood policy, stressing that New Delhi has the right to defend itself against terrorism from hostile neighbours.
A country decides that they will deliberately, persistently, unrepentantly continue with terrorism. We have a right to defend our people against terrorism. We will exercise that. How we exercise that right is up to us. As I said, a lot of it is goodwill. Many years ago, we agreed water sharing arrangement because the belief, the underpinning of that was it was a gesture of goodwill because for good neighborliness, we were doing it.
Mr. Jaishankar said persistent cross-border terrorism undermines goodwill and nullifies benefits as cooperation cannot coexist with violence. Explaining India's broader outlook, he said Indian foreign policy views the world as a family and focuses on problem-solving through national strengths and partnerships. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that India's reform journey is being driven by technology. Addressing the year-end achievement of his ministry in New Delhi today, he emphasized that the government has given a high priority on science and technology since 2014. Dr. Singh highlighted that the country's future growth will be driven by technology and innovation. He also noted that for the first time, any government has come forward with an initiative to support the private sector.
First time ever, any government has come forward with an initiative to support the private sector. The government is donating a fund to accelerate the private sector participation, which is the Research Development Innovation Fund of rupees 1 lakh crore. I think unique of its kind. But since we are opening up in a big way to a greater integration between the public and the private sector, so therefore, with all the sensitivity and consciousness, it was realized that we have to give them an initial push in the noble hope that then finally they would take over.
In a joint operation, the Sivasagar Forest Range Team and the Wildlife Crime Control Bureau successfully apprehended an individual near Amguri Bagan in Assam with two leopard skins and a large haul of suspected leopard bones. Sharing the news on X, Assam Forest Rangers Association said the wildlife contraband was being transported from Tuli in Mokokchung, Nagaland. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive, and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government.
There is no difference between the industry and the government. We are all working for the same purpose, nation building. And nation first, always first, is our fundamental principle. So let's work as one team or milker a clear structural mechanism, design ke liye, skilling ke liye, quality ke liye, or domestic sourcing ke liye, supply chain ke development ke liye, a clear mechanism banate hain.
The government has refuted a post claiming that the Income Tax Department tracks individuals' personal digital activity, online spending or lifestyle. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau stated that there is no mechanism created by the Income Tax Department to monitor an individual's online activity. It clarified that such claims are false and misleading. The government urged citizens to be cautioned of such misinformation and to verify facts before trusting them. Separately, the government also debunked a social media account claiming that the Reserve Bank of India will discontinue the circulation of 500 rupees notes by March this year. The fact-check unit said no such announcement was made by RBI and that 500 rupee notes is still legal tender. For the first time, India's Army Animal Contingent will march on Kartavya Path in the national capital during Republic Day Parade 2026. It will showcase the vital role animals play in military operations across some of the country's most challenging terrains. The contingent will feature 2 Bactrian camels, 4 Zanskar ponies, 4 raptors, 10 Indian breed army dogs, along with 6 conventional military dogs currently in service. The Indian Army said the specially curated animal contingent of the Remount and Veterinary Corps will highlight the contribution of animals in safeguarding the nation's frontiers. Leading the column will be Bactrian camels, recently inducted for operations in the cold deserts of Ladakh. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast a spell of dense to very dense fog over several regions across India until the morning hours tomorrow.
Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Ladakh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Rajasthan and Sikkim should expect dense fog until the morning hours of January 3rd. Visibility may drop sharply, disrupting road, rail and air travel.
For Nagaland, a fog warning has been issued for the next 2 days. The state will experience mostly dry weather over the next 5 days with likelihood of rainfall in isolated areas in Kohima and Peren tomorrow. During the period, temperatures in Kohima are likely to range from 4 to 17 degrees Celsius, while Dimapur may see temperatures between 10 and 28 degrees Celsius. Tuensang is likely to experience the coldest temperatures, dropping as low as 2 degrees Celsius. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan emphasizes critical role of youth in building Viksit Bharat. Nagaland achieves highest GST growth in India. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India has right to defend itself from terrorism. And Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh says India's reform journey is being driven by technology. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.